Warning, this episode contains discussion surrounding religion, addiction, drug use, and other sensitive topics. Listener discretion is advised.
I understood everything and I became everything at once simultaneously, which sounds like a lot, but it makes perfect sense when you're in that heightened state. Mm-hmm. And I was floating and I was like, oh, thank God. You know, I don't want to go back there.
It's over. Yes.
Yeah, and I heard a female voice.
Episode 18 this week. I can't believe how fast time is just flying by, but I guess that's what happens when you get older. Every day just goes by faster and faster. But I just wanted to start out by saying, like, I just appreciate every single one of you who are tuning in to hear what I have to say and tuning in to listen to the guests that I have on the show. I just really appreciate every single one of you. I have been monitoring the stats like I always do, and we are at a total of 466 downloads, and I just couldn't be any more grateful. So this week, I just wanted to share a paranormal experience that I've had personally, and you know, you can take it for what it is, but I truly believe what happened is real. So as you know, I have been experiencing my own gifts, if you want to call it that, like, you know, just like knowing things before they happen or feeling things that are related to, you know, events in my life from family members, hearing whispering, all these things. Well, if you are a friend of mine or you follow me on any social media platform, you know that I get my nails done regularly. So I went Friday to get a fill, and while I was getting my nails done, the nail tech, she left and she was taking quite a long time to come back. And I was like, huh, that's weird. Like, I was thinking maybe she went to the washroom or something, but it was just like taking an extra long amount of time. So she came back like after probably like 5 or 10 minutes. And she was like, I'm so sorry, Elisa. I went to the washroom, and when I went to blow dry my hands, the dust that was on her shirt blew into her eyes. And I was worried sick about her. So she went again to go rinse her eyes, and her boss was going to get one of those eye fleshing stations for her. And then she was like, I'm fine. I'm able to continue. I'll just deal with it later. And I was like, okay. Now, I think she could feel my energy that I was really worried about her, because she kept telling me like, I'm fine, but I wasn't saying anything. Anyway, so I was thinking to myself, I wonder if I, you know, try to push out positive vibes or healing vibes to her. So I was just thinking, like, kind of chanting like a mantra inside my head, like, I want her eyes to feel better. I want her eyes to feel moisturized and free of debris. And I just kept saying things like this over and over again. And the second I stopped, she was like, oh, my eyes are feeling much better. And I was like, oh, it's working. So then I did it again, and I was like, I want her eyes to continue to feel better. And I was doing that for maybe like 10 to 15 seconds longer. And then again, she was like, yeah, my eyes are really feeling a lot better. And I was like, that's so crazy, because I was literally like kind of praying to myself, like, I hope your eyes feel better. And we just had a good laugh about it. But I was like, I think there's something to this. So call me crazy. That's fine. I truly believe that I had another paranormal experience, and somehow from my thoughts or manifestation or prayer, whatever you want to call it, I was able to help her eyes feel better. So I just wanted to share that with you guys. So this week we have a amazing lady on this show, and she was introduced to me as well from my little network that's growing of like-minded people. She was introduced to me through Boo Boo Garcia from the Broader Lens podcast, and her name is Sarah K. Grace, and she is a paramedic psychic. So stay tuned for the chat with Sarah K. Grace. So, can you tell me a little bit about yourself? I was introduced to you through Boo Boo from the Broader Lens podcast. So I've started following you on Instagram, but can you just tell me a little bit about yourself, like in the world of like spirituality?
In the world of spirituality. Well, and first, good morning, Alyssa. And thank you so much for having me here on your podcast.
Yes.
And to everyone who is listening. My journey goes back like 25 years now plus. And so just to kind of condense, I've been able to see, hear, and feel energy outside of the normal senses since I was a kid. But I grew up pre-internet, and there was no way to kind of come to understanding of why I could feel that or see that. And my family, unfortunately, was not open and did the shame, kind of shamed me. And so I went through a whole process. But ultimately, fast forward, I became a paramedic in California. And I was able to use those abilities in the 911 system during people's worst moments. And so honestly, I became kind of like a midwife between this life and then death, and was able to really assist in some beautiful ways for a lot of people. And that began my personal healing process around coming to terms with being so sensitive, because I didn't understand why I was like this. I still didn't want to be like this, but I could see that it was of value and it could be helpful. And so then I decided to get educated. And so I've studied all different kinds of things. And now I have a full-time private practice doing psychic surgery and medical intuition. So I
can wow.
All of it, girl.
Yeah. Oh, man, I am here for all of it. Okay, so just backing up a bit, so you said you started recognizing these abilities like when you were a kid. So were you raised with any like specific spiritual beliefs or religion?
So I was raised in a tiny town in South Dakota pre-internet. So I was actually on Standing Rock Indian Reservation, which is pretty well known anymore. But back then, nobody knew about it. And my family was very closed and Christian. And so there was a certain way to be. And so when I started talking about seeing spirits and colors around people, that kind of went against a lot of the dogma. And yeah, so the shaming happened.
I'm so sorry that you had to deal with that. I also was raised Christian, and I just felt like it never really resonated with me. And also like certain principles, like, you know, that they're the only belief system, that that's the only way you're going to go to heaven. It's like, what about all the other religions? Like there's so many other religions that have, you know, huge masses of followers. So like all these people are going to go to hell. Like it doesn't make sense to me. So
I'm with you on that, girl. I got kicked out of Sunday school for asking all the questions. But what about that? Yeah. They're like, go away.
Yeah, exactly. So yeah, so that's basically why I'm on this journey, just to kind of like, I think everybody has their own truth, and I'm like on the hunt for answers. And I think that having a platform like this to share what everybody's truth is it will kind of expose more to people that maybe wouldn't normally hear it, if that makes sense.
Oh, 1,000%. And that's totally my jam now, because not having a foundation or understanding for being how I am, which is something that so many people can relate to, even if they don't see colors or energy or whatever, but they may have a sense of not belonging, not fitting in, questioning. And I think we as humans collectively right now are thirsting for something deeper and more meaningful. And so leaning into spirituality or just the energetic world, right? Because I've been around the block a few times in the spiritual world now too. And I always advocate for people to try a lot of different modalities, be curious, be open, and always, above all, listen to your own guidance. Listen to what works for you and what resonates for you. Because spirituality as an industry has a lot of pitfalls too, right? But there's also a lot of really good-hearted people that are wanting to just help others. But maintaining your own personal power, even when you're going through and exploring different modalities, to me has been the most powerful thing.
Yeah, I totally agree with that. Beautiful. So when you recognize that you had these gifts, like what did you do to like strengthen them? Like you said, you researched and
nothing for 25 years because I was in the closet.
Yeah.
Doing tons of drugs and alcohol and just trying everything to make it go away, which is, again, something that a lot of people can relate to, right? And so I had my dark night of the soul and bottomed out, had an overdose, a near-death experience, and that started me back on my path to becoming a paramedic, which led to the empowerment of the giftedness. But, you know, when I had finally run enough calls, because, you know, when you're told something like your whole life growing up, like you really, that's your primary belief structure. And then when you're starting to get information and lived experience that's counter to that, it creates kind of this like uncertainty. But I just kept running calls and kept the abilities were working through me in ways that were helping people. And so that I did that enough that I finally was like surrendered and was like, okay. Like what I was told about this being bad or wrong is not true.
Yeah.
So why am I like this? Right. And then I kind of opened to the energetic and spiritual world. I have a very practical mind. I'm very grounded. I mean, the paramedic, come on, we're like alpha dogs, you know, like you can just handle. So I don't really resonate with a lot of kind of fluffy spiritual ego and rhetoric. Like I want something that makes sense and is going to land in this reality. And so then I began, for me, it began with just simple meditation is how I started to kind of ground. And I did guided meditation at first because I had a monkey mind. And then I started from there, I went into yoga, and yoga is moving meditation, breath to movement, and that helped me connect to my body more. I studied Reiki, shamanism, all forms, plant medicine work, medical intuition, mediumship. I mean, girl, I've been around the block with this stuff.
Yeah.
And each of those modalities taught me a lot about myself and really was about my own healing, the shame and the healing, the fear within myself while simultaneously coming to understand like, okay, why do I see this stuff? That's called clairvoyance. What do I do with it?
Right. So would you say you use, like you have abilities in all of the clairs, or do you have like certain clairs that are like stronger than others?
Yes. So I am on the ultra, ultra sensitive spectrum. Okay. So as far as I've been able to tell now after working with thousands of people from everywhere for a long time, we have an actual energetic spectrum. And my number one is seeing, then I feel, then I know, then I hear, and then I see dead people. So it's like the whole thing. It's like the whole life. To me, it's being on acid 24/7, 365, and there's no turning it off, girl, right? And
so it's
a lot to come to terms with. It's a lot to learn how to manage and navigate when it's like constantly the sea of energy and stimulus. And I didn't initially have a strong sense of self because of where I had come from. But over time, as I healed myself and kind of just kept showing up, whether it was as a paramedic or now with clients, it's like there's an understanding of how this works. Going back to the spectrum, just so other people know, first off, there's nothing wrong with us. Okay. There's nothing wrong with you if you're sensitive. This is who and how we are. And it's like this for a reason. Okay. Number two is I thought I was this lone weirdo my whole life. But now I understand that upwards of 15 to 20% of the world's population is known as sensitive. So that's 1.6 billion of us.
Wow.
And those are just the people who know or are kind of aware. Right. And I guarantee we can double it for those who are either still closeted, which was me for 25 years, or are just completely unaware.
Right.
In no way, shape, or form is there anything wrong with us. We actually incarnated with the understanding and agreement that we would hold just a higher frequency in ourselves. All it is our nervous systems are just more sensitive than the standard person. So our little antenna is picking up more data all the time.
Right.
Holding that in the cells is essentially helping to shift the collective awakening, if you will, in consciousness.
Right.
Empaths is the biggest group. And then we have claircogs and the precogs, those guys who just know stuff. You know how you just know stuff, right?
Yes.
Then we've got the clairvoyance and the clairaudience. And then we get into mediumship and channel. And none of them are better or less than the other. If you like only feel stuff, but you want to see stuff, like there's ways to attune your system. Okay. Mm-hmm. So if you have all of them, it doesn't make you better or less than. Does that make sense? Everybody's tuning in exactly as they're meant to.
Yeah. Oh, that's amazing. I feel like I've had some, especially since I started working with the podcast, I've had more abilities kind of pop their head up. Like just things have happened. I know something, or I've heard like a whisper, or, you know, felt chest pains when a family member had a heart attack, things like that. Yeah. So I'm always on the hunt to learn like what are steps I can take to like strengthen these gifts. And I think, you know, talking about it just makes it normalizes it, because there are probably people out there that have these gifts, but they haven't either recognized it or they're in denial about it, you know?
Oh, so much. And it's our time, is my understanding now. Yeah. It's our time to come out as the next genre and have an understanding, come out of the fringe, right? And understand that there's nothing wrong. There's nothing to fear. And this is actually badass. This is actually part of your skill set and why you're here. Mm-hmm. And that's what I'm up to now, is kind of revolutionizing, if you will, the energetic world, just in a super grounded, practical way by creating, it's called Empath X, and it's going to be a real life school for the gifted. Oh, and just like, make this stuff make sense, man. Like make it, but in a practical way, you know, like, oh, that's why it's like that, or that's how I deal with that. And just, it's all about empowerment.
Oh, that's exciting. I will watch out for that. So you said you had a near-death experience. Are you able to tell us about that?
Sure. I was in a really challenging spot, coping as best as I could through a lot of drugs and alcohol use. And I actually had an overdose with drugs. And my experience, I was glad, because I didn't want to be alive anymore. I was over it with the stimulus and the violence that I had come from. And I expanded into a higher consciousness, which just felt like love. And it felt like being swept up in like this beautiful cocoon of love. And then everything made sense all of the sudden. I understood everything and I became everything at once simultaneously, which sounds like a lot, but it makes perfect sense when you're in that heightened state. Mm-hmm. And I was floating and I was like, oh, thank God. You know, I don't want to go back there.
It's over. Yeah.
Yeah, and I heard a female voice and she was like, you're not done. And I was like, oh, hell no. Like, I'm good. You know, I'm not going back. And she was like, yeah, we get it's been hard, but if you choose to go back, you're actually going to help a whole bunch of people with this. And she was very eloquent, of course, and she sounded very wise. And I molded over as I was floating there in this like love bubble. And so obviously I agreed to come back. Mm-hmm. But I thought from that state where everything made sense that they would just kind of lay it out for me, like all the steps. Mm-hmm. But that's not how it goes. Like you come back into the body and into the construct of the egoic mind and duality and gravity and the ego, you know, all the senses and stuff. Mm-hmm. And I had to figure it out. I had to pull myself up by my bootstraps. I had to take my addictions, face my shadow, face my fears, like change my life, change my behaviors. And that was a lot of my healing, which now makes sense because I'm able to, you know, work with people with wherever they're at, man, you know?
Right, right. Mm-hmm. Okay. So before we dive into like what you've done since then, I have heard this term like shadow in like in the other podcasts that I've listened to. I'm not sure if I would be able to explain it to my listeners what that means. Are you able to explain that?
Yeah, and that's an awesome question, because essentially so many people, shadow aspect is that side of ourselves that we all have that is kind of the heavier or darker characteristics. Okay. Mm-hmm. Because this is a dualistic paradigm. So there's always polarity. There's always light. There's always dark. There's always high. There's always low. There's always masculine, always feminine. And in the spiritual world, there's a whole lot of love and light. Like, people love all the like shiny, feel good stuff. And that's great, but that's literally only half of us. Right. And the shadow element can be the traumas, the addictions, the jealousies, the insecurities, the rage, the anger, the projection, those types of things. And then shadow can get to the place where it goes into pretty much unconscious, where we don't even know which programs we're being run by.
Right.
And all are run by subconscious programs that form from, birth to age 7. Those things become kind of our mainframe. Yeah. And again, there's always strengths and weaknesses, but here's the deal, you guys, there is nothing to fear in shadow. There is nothing to fear in darkness. Understanding it for what it is, which is half of a whole, right? Mm-hmm. Light and dark are two sides of the same thing. My personal experience is the more willing I've been to go down into my trauma, my shadow, my shame, my addiction, my fear, and heal myself and witness myself and be present with myself, going down has opened up my abilities, because going down expands the higher consciousness aspects. So if you've got to go down to go up, right?
Yeah.
Root to rise, if you will. And so it's just being okay with being uncomfortable.
Right.
It's being okay with kind of those less savory parts of ourselves. Mm-hmm. Right. And just really honoring the full spectrum of the human experience.
Very beautifully put.
Yeah.
So now, okay, so you said basically you use your gifts like while you're working. So how do you use your gifts with your work?
Well, now, so I worked as a paramedic for 15 years in the 911 system. So that was incredible. And I worked with law enforcement chaplaincy during COVID. So just that was very intense, but also beautiful. Now I do full-time medical intuition and psychic surgery. So people come, and it's still very much like a paramedic, except paramedic for the soul now.
Right.
And so I think what resonates most with people is like zero judgment, no matter what you're up to, right? Because we've all been through things. We all come with things. But whether it's, overcoming traumas or, again, addictions, or trying to find empowerment of your gifts, or, whatever it is, people will show up with their intention for the session. Medical conditions, people have been to every doctor, every specialist, and still no answers, just more pills, And they're like, I want to know what this is.
Right.
And so now that's what I do full time. It's like, we'll address those issues, get to the energetic root, do psychic surgeries, and actually a very intricate kind of scope, but for lack of better way of saying it, it's like pressure washing and roto-rooting people for a living. Right? So it's like helping people out of the ditch finally and getting them completely overhauled and triaged and stabilized, and then give them a 3 to 6 month curriculum so they know what to do next.
Wow. And do you do that like face to face, or do you do this like virtual calls? Like, how do you do this?
I'm full-time virtual now. I had an in-person practice in California for 10 years. Yeah. I've been doing this a while.
Wow. So when you are working with somebody, do you like see what they have, like whatever you're trying to heal? Like, can you actually see it? Or like, is it just like, can you walk me through like how you would heal somebody?
Yeah. So ultimately what I'm doing is holding up a mirror. Like, it's not me healing, but I'm holding up a mirror and making things make sense while doing energy work to help clear. We all are our own greatest teachers and healers. Mm-hmm. Right. And so I always, again, go back to that personal power aspect of it. Okay. So here they come, right? So somebody shows up. Now, mind you, I can see their energy field and imbalances and blocks and diseases and all the stuff, the same as I can see the color of the shirt they're wearing. Okay. Right. So I can see this when I'm out and about at the grocery store, but I'm not grid crashing. I don't pay attention, right, when I'm off duty. I'm just kind of like in my own little zone. But somebody will come, and then they'll start maybe sharing about they've had GI issues for a long time, and they're chronically fatigued and like feel super heavy and depressed. Maybe they have, quote, fibromyalgia, and they tell me all the things. And while we're doing that, I'm scanning the system, and I go from the outer layers of the auric field all the way down to each organ system, okay? So for something like fibromyalgia, chronic fatigue, depression, those guys look like they're socked in a heavy fog or kind of a molasses in the auric field. And then it'll cake through and coat the organ systems. Healthy people and healthy bodies, the energy flows. Like all the chakras flow, the meridians flow, all the auric layers flow. There's not many people like that. Right. Most people have crap, right? And yes. They got kinks in the line. Right. But if you think about it, like you were going through your life and then you had some trauma or you like picked up drinking or whatever, right? Mm-hmm. And if that hasn't been resolved or looked at or healed, it just gets stuck in parts of the auric field and energy bodies. So what I'll come along and do is clear the outer layer of the auric field, right? Which is like losing 1,000 pounds of energetic shit. First opening that up and then balancing the chakra systems pertain to the different, I mean, it's all interrelated, but the chakra systems pertain to different organ systems. Okay. Mm. So let's go back to a fibromyalgia. These guys are usually chronic overgivers. They don't have good boundaries. They're codependent. They grew up, maybe they're really deeply sensitive and they can't figure out where their energy ends and other people's begins. So they start to bleed out. Okay. So to protect themselves, they'll start anesthetizing with pills or food. It's usually sugar and carbs or nicotine or whatever, right?
Check, check, check.
That starts to backfill that energy into the auric field. Okay. So step one is to move that. Step two is then to look at the chakra systems. Usually these guys have like, you know what an outie belly button looks like?
Yes.
So outie belly button on the third chakra and then kind of an inversion on the sacral chakra. The energy wants to go up and down, back and forth, side to side, right? But if it's leaking out because you don't have boundaries, you're just going to be bleeding your life force out. So it's my job as a psychic surgeon to come in and correct all of that. Okay. Mm-hmm. Which I do. And then we'll flush out all of the meridians and get you all packaged and squared away. And it's incredible to witness people's transformations. You know, it's night and day.
Absolutely. Like that would be such an amazing, like you must feel so fulfilled in your life. Like you're just living out your purpose every day.
I do, but girl, has it taken some things to get here?
I mean, I hear you.
Yeah, no, it really is incredible now. But if you would have told me, and this is important for the listeners who are wanting to find their purpose, just show up each day and listen to your internal guidance or listen to who's coming into your life or what doors are opening or what doors are closing and just pay attention to what's right in front of you and take the next step. I had no idea, especially back when I overdosed and didn't want anything to do with this. And then I fought it the entire time I was a paramedic. I wanted nothing to do with energy healing. I was like, what are you talking about? Energy healing? Come on. I'm a medic. You know? Come on, you know? Yeah. So I was battling it and fighting it, but my intuition just kept pushing me towards this. And now I'm in this place, right? And I do it in this way, but I had no idea. I just kept listening.
Yeah.
And that's the takeaway for everyone, you guys. Like each individual's experience and what they're here to offer and their gifts to give is no better, no less than mine or anybody else's. It's your gift. It's your invitation. And you don't have to know how it's going to be, right? Yeah. Like you probably had a whole process to get you to this podcast, right?
Oh, girl. Yes. I feel like you and I have very like similar stories. Like I haven't, you know, delved so much into putting my spirituality into practice other than the podcast so far, but I had so much childhood trauma. And then for like 10, 15 years, I was addicted to drugs, like pretty much everything under the sun. And even up until like a couple years ago, I was put on like medication to help me with withdrawals. I literally just came off of that like a couple weeks ago. So it's been a long process, but I kind of feel like there's a connection as well. Like two things I'd say, like, if you are a powerful person and you're meant to do great things, there is going to be like a force out there that's trying to snuff out your light. So I kind of feel like there was like that spiritual aspect to it. And also like you need to go through things in your life to be able to relate to people and to help people. Because if you come up out of nowhere and you're like, oh, I had a perfect life, everything was easy, like who's going to be able to relate with that? Nobody. Right?
1,000%. It's like the proof is in the pudding. Like people can feel that I've been there.
Yes.
Like they're opening up and sharing their deepest, darkest, innermost whatevers. And there's no, I don't flinch. I don't react. I don't have any judgment because it's like, dude, I've been there, man. Like I've been all the way down to where I overdosed. Yes. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
So who would I be to judge that? Right. And I think exactly what you're saying. And yes, there is really the way I view it, because I used to think it was like an external thing coming at me that wanted to put me out, which is how it feels. Mm-hmm. But it's just tests, because it's tests by the universe to ensure that we're willing to do what it takes to be able to hold this much, quote, power. Okay. That's my understanding of it now, because it's like having these abilities to just stand there and like drop all the way inside somebody. It's like I climb inside there and be like, oh yeah, check out what you got going on. Like,
yeah,
what's going on? Like, there's a tremendous amount of responsibility
for sure
with that. And when I very first got into this world, and I see this a lot in the spiritual world, and it makes me crazy, there's so much ego, right? There's so much ego in the spiritual world, more than in the fire department, girl. And that's saying, because those boys like themselves. They got calendars and parades, man. But over here, we got the spiritual people, and they're kind of doing shape-shifty, like, you know, whatever they're doing. And that, it just drives me bananas, because for me, it's like integrity is paramount. And I literally got burned to the ground repeatedly by spirit through these tests as I was leaning into my abilities, because I started to think like, I'm cool, I'm special, this is about me. And it's like, you're of service. Like, stand down, girl. Like, yeah, you matter as a person. What I want and need matters, just like anybody else. But this is a dharma, right? And so I really got that whole like specialness thing burned out of me. And to me, it's all of us. Like all of us, we're stronger together. We're, all of this is an energetic experience. And that's what I'm here to do, is just like, help people into their own power. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I've actually been following your Instagram account, and I do really, I think it's so admirable that you're giving advice to people about, you know, different, like maybe if somebody was stuck or in life or, you know, things like that. So can you touch on some of those pieces, like just, you know, like specific advice that you might want to give for somebody who is stuck in life? Or some of the other things that you talk about on your Instagram?
Yeah. So feeling stuck right now is a huge deal. Where we're at, it's kind of shit or get off the pot time with what's happening in terms of collectively. And life is so intense and there's so much shadow integration that whatever you've been doing that was kind of like limping it along or using it and, you know, kind of on the sly, everything's up for reevaluation right now. And people are really being challenged to like, do you want to continue living or not? Mm-hmm. Are you going to lean into your healing or not? And you get to choose. Okay. Yeah. There's a whole lot of people opting out, and that it makes total sense. It's okay. Death is as natural as birth. There's nothing to fear. Okay. Mm-hmm. And so for those, the rest of us down here going, oh my God, this is so intense.
Yeah.
Understanding that, like, all right, just stop for just a second. Okay. Stop distracting, turn off the TV or the social media. Even if you give yourself 10 minutes where you're away from stimulus, and you can maybe hopefully go outside, feel the ground, feel the sun, drink some water, just pause for just a second. Ultimately, we do want to get a handle on whatever it is, like be really honest about whatever it is that we're actually doing, right? Because a lot of us are good at lying to ourselves. A lot of us are good at downplaying like what we're actually up to. Mm-hmm. But until we really get real with that to ourselves, we can't necessarily move forward. Okay. Right. That in and of itself is going to take what it takes. Some people need to overdose. Some people need to go to rehab. Some people need to go into a program. Some people, you know, need to have an ayahuasca experience or a MDMA experience or a psilocybin experience or whatevs. Right. So just being real about where you're at takes courage. From there, we got to accept, okay, that this is where my life is. Mm-hmm. And that's another thing a lot of people are not all that into, because they want to be constantly busy, because we're taught never, ever stop, always go, always strive, always produce, never rest. That's what we're taught culturally.
Yeah.
But it's not sustainable, right? So giving yourself some space to just evaluate, be honest with yourself about what you're doing, rest a bit, hydrate, sunshine, those things will help. And then we get into, let's look at physically, how do we feel better? And energetically, how do we feel better? And like that kind of stuff takes us into how we can actually get unstuck. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's really, really important for people to hear. I feel like it's just so hard for nowadays, for especially like the younger generation, to just sit and be quiet with your thoughts. Mm-hmm. I think people maybe are scared of that. Mm-hmm. You know, there's just too much distraction. Like you said, like, you know, movies, TV, social media, like there's just too much going on for sure.
And it takes total courage to go against what society is cramming down your throat constantly. Mm-hmm. Be like, hold on a second here, right? I need a second. Let me just connect to myself, right? How do we do that? Usually by taking time away. And a lot of us get really enmeshed and codependent in roles and titles and responsibilities. So it's like, oh, well, I can't do this for myself because I have to show up for everybody else, right? That's another big thing that I see all the time. Mm-hmm. But ultimately, we're each spirit in human form. We all have our auric field and the energetic systems. We've all got, you know, different capacities and things like that. And one of the ways, well, really the way that you can become more empowered is to create space for you to be with you. Mm-hmm. Yes, that can be scary because that's when all the shadow shit comes out. That's when all the creepy crawlies come around. That's when you start, you know, beating yourself up in your head and then you want to grab the drink or the pills or the whatever, right? Mm-hmm. All of that is the invitation to start to look at like, oh, look at what I'm doing. Look at what I'm doing. Can I do it different this time? Right. I mean, girl, I kicked, like I was every drug pretty much, smoked 3 packs a day, drank Everclear straight. Like I was all in. And I had to go, I had to like step off each of those one at a time with like, what's going to kill me first? Right. Yeah. And then worked it all the way back. So if sugar's your thing, right, mm-hmm. which is huge in our society, mm-hmm. just watch what you're up to. Watch when you start to eat. Watch what you're doing. Are you numbing? Are you uncomfortable? Are you bored? And just start to be real with it. And you can never ever mess this up. There is nothing that's bad or wrong. It's all just what it is. And then you get to start playing with different choices. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, I had to just kick all the white powders because that's the stuff that killed me pretty much. Yeah. So I did have to do a hard stop on that and go through withdrawals. Yeah. But for me, the smoking thing with nicotine was like a lot more drawn out. And so I gave myself more grace. I was like, I'm going to go for a run and then come back and just smoke less over time. Right. Yeah. And so it doesn't always have to be this all or nothing.
Yes.
You know? That's not sustainable, really. Yeah. That's really knuckling it.
Are you like in my head right now? Because that's literally what I'm working on in therapy right now, is overcoming the all or nothing mentality. Mm-hmm. When I decided to get sober, I started working on like my body. So I've lost like 80 pounds. I'm in therapy. I have a really good career, like after going to school, like all these things I'm like working on to like better myself. But what I find is like the most beautiful thing is I forgot how to be creative when I was using, and I just never thought I could do like anything like this before. It was just never even in the forefront of my mind ever. But since I've become sober and I'm working on myself, I just have this like drive to be like very successful, very creative, talk to more people, learn as much as I can. And I think it's important to tell people out there too that, like, you know, there is happiness after, like happy, like true joy and fulfillment and happiness after being, you know, in drugs or whatever your trauma is that you're dealing with. And you're living proof of that as well. It seems that you are very like satisfied that you're like doing what you're supposed to be doing in life, right? Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. And, you know, life is still lifey. There's still edges and all the things. But now there's the understanding, right? And the willingness not only to take little steps, because it just has taken me a lot of little steps to navigate the change and the healing for myself. And then even this is what I'm working on now, is I'm so used to like darkness and intensity and chaos and death and trauma and addiction. That's my wheelhouse, man, right? And now I'm coming over here. It's like, okay, that's great. You can keep helping people that are in that. But for me personally, letting all of that joy in, right? Mm-hmm. And it's learning a new language, but yep. It is absolutely possible for us to be like, okay, whoa, this is amazing, yeah. Right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I love it. It looks good on you, by the way. You're like absolutely glowing.
Glowing. Energy.
Right. So, okay. So you mentioned one thing that you have planned that's like coming out that like the training. Is there any other thing that you're going to be working on, like say in the next like 5 years or so?
Oh yeah. Okay. So my first book, Journey into Grace, Tales of a Psychic Paramedic, it depicts what I saw while working as a paramedic on the calls using my psychic abilities. And then it also takes you through kind of all the stuff we're talking about here with my own darkness and like, you know, path to empowerment, if you will. Mm-hmm. So that is in contract to become a scripted television series.
Oh, wow.
And so we're huge. I know, girl, it's just time, the collective, it's ready, you know? And so we're in the very initial stages of that. And that's going to be one thing. And then I'm excited, super excited about that. And the other thing that I'm really excited about is Empath X, which again is the new paradigm of human, a real life school for the gifted. And I'm in the process right now of creating a protocol, super practical, for all of the things that you and I are talking about here. Mm-hmm. Because I have found, again, in the spiritual world, after being here for so long, there's a chasm between where most of the majority of people are, like the mainstream, mm-hmm. and hurting, like in it, wanting to heal, wanting something different, not having any idea how to do it.
Right.
Okay? Mm-hmm. Versus over here with the spiritual, there's kind of this like flowy, esoteric, everything is just so lovely and light and don't have an ego and it's like, it doesn't correlate. It's just right. Not. And so it's my job, part of my dharma, and this makes sense after my overdose and what that voice said, mm-hmm. is bridging the stream with the energetic and holistic, but in a way that makes sense, yeah. in a way that's real to like real people, and everybody's a real person, but you know what I'm saying? I'm talking about like majority consciousness still.
Yes.
And so really introducing like simple tools and videos and things that people can do like in their own house for free to start to learn empowerment, to start to learn about their own energetics, to learn how to clear their field, to learn how to ground, to learn how to challenge your shadow, and then all the way up to, okay, welcome to your gifts. So you see stuff, do this. You hear stuff, do this. You see dead people, wow. do this. Right?
Oh, I'm so excited.
Yes, I'm excited too. So I'm just now founding that. And that's really what I want to build and scale for the next 5 years. Because it's like, it's just time. Mm-hmm. It's just time. And it's all of us coming together and it's introducing, you know, these types of conversations that you and I are having, all the different types of healers and healing available, all of the different options as far as, you know, all of it.
Yeah. Oh, I'm so excited. I'm definitely going to sign up when it's ready.
Cool.
Okay, perfect.
You can go to sarahkgrace.com and find and kind of keep track on all of this as it's being built. But sarahkgrace.com is where you can reach me for a session or an online group or whatever.
Okay, yeah. Perfect. Yeah, actually, that was like literally what I was going to ask next. How can we find you?
There it is, Sarah with an H and then K, grace.com. Yeah.
Perfect. All right. Well, is there any other like advice or topics that we haven't discussed that you feel the listener should know?
Well, I could talk to you all day, girl, first of all. And then thank you again for creating this podcast and being real. For the listeners, wherever you are, number one, just know that you're okay. There's nothing wrong, okay? And it is just now. So no matter how bad it is or how bad it feels or how far down you think you are, it can shift and change. Go out in the sun, drink some water, right? We're essentially plants with anxiety and depression. Yeah. That can help to start to shift the physical body. But again, like this life is just a tiny little blip and we're spiritual beings for all of eternity, having this tiny little human experience. Mm-hmm. You can't mess it up. This is just us all in the sandbox trying different stuff out, right? And wherever you are is okay, and it can always shift.
Oh, that's so beautiful. I appreciate it. Now, I'm going to kick myself if I don't ask like one thing, since this is like a paranormal podcast. You said that like you started seeing things or, you know, experiencing your gifts like when you were a kid. Were mm-hmm. like, can you explain maybe a couple instances where you saw something that was like maybe scary or that you couldn't really explain?
Yeah, the first time I saw a ghost scared the crap out of me because I didn't understand. It was like a floating lady at the end of my bed and I'm just a kid, right? Yeah. So that was really scary. And then I grew up on the reservation, so there's a lot of native spirits around. And I was a runner. It's part of how I coped with the trauma. So I'd be out in the middle of nowhere and there's these like little girl Native American spirits following me around. I'd like yell at them because I wanted to be left alone. You know what I'm saying? I didn't get it. And then understand, you guys, in the world of paranormal, everything is just energy and nothing can hurt you unless you subscribe to that. Okay. So if somebody's trying to like project something onto you or put a spell or do whatever, and you're completely protected and sovereign unless you open to that and lean into it. Even poltergeist experiences, they can throw candles or flicker the lights all they want to, but it can't actually hurt you. Right. So the more you understand your own personal power, the more you understand how to ground and maintain your own field, the less impacted you're going to be by other energies. And even the dark, scary things are teachers. It's just energy. There's something there for you. Like, why am I seeing this? This looks like a hissing snake in my face and it's trying to snap and it's scary looking. And like, oh, should I cower or should I be curious? Be curious. Right. What are you? Yeah. Why are you here right now? Like, I used to be so scared of all the dark things I saw. And then I started getting curious and it would snap and it hiss and it does a thing. And I'll just be like, that is a fantastic presentation. And it's so confused because I'm not scared of it. And then I'll be like, right. What are you? Why are you here? What do you want me to know? Right. And inevitably it'll give you a message. And then 9 times out of 10, it leaves. It's wow. just part of your psyche that's projecting into your consciousness as clairvoyance and a vision.
Interesting. Yeah. That's a very interesting outlook. I've never heard it put like that before. So thank you for that.
Nothing to fear, guys. It's all just energy. Yeah.
Yeah. That makes sense. Well, I just wanted to say thank you so, so, so much for taking some time out of your busy schedule to come talk to me today. I will share your website in the show notes. And if you are ever interested in being on the show down the road, especially after that training comes out, feel free. Oh, yeah. You have an open invite to come back. Thanks, anytime.
Girl. I appreciate that. Thank you so much for everything.
Absolutely.